Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. And Channing Crowder is joining us from Austin, Texas, I believe his text to us said. How's Austin?
I'm on team McLaren, Lando, Oscar, you know, all the boys.
A sharp shirt you got there from the McLaren.
Yeah, man. I went back in the garage. I watched them put the F1 cars together. It's crazy.
You're a big F1 guy. You always have been. You've always talked glowingly about F1 racing.
Sponsorship.
I said to Solana, we got a Savannah Banana situation going on here.
You know, McLaren top. They won the Constructors' Cup, which is one of the bigger races, one of the bigger point races in the entire series.
All right, if you say so, I'm not gonna argue with you.
Hey, you could sell that polo you're wearing for like $250. The merch in F1 is ridiculous, man. Put it up on YouTube. I'm telling you right now.
Get off right now.
Oh, it's money around there. That is crazy money.
Yeah.
You know how many people?
Some sport, man.
How many people it takes one of those F1 or not takes? How many people are monitoring a car during a race? You'll never guess.
You know. So I saw that F1 movie. Remember that F1 movie came out recently, and I went to see it with a pal. And I don't know anything about F1 racing. That was literally my first introduction to F1 racing. I haven't watched any of the Netflix reality shows. I haven't watched any of the races. I haven't gone to anything at Hard Rock Stadium. And I couldn't believe that they had these war rooms of people who, with computers and programs and simulations, go over what the race is going to look like. I had no idea. I swear, I thought I had no idea.
There's 20 people like that can see the track with their eyes. There's 40 people at the track in Austin watching the numbers and the sensors. There's 40 people in London getting information from close to 1,000 people in the UK to now take it from the UK to London, consolidate the information, get it to the 40 people in Austin, to get it to the 20 people that I can actually see the track, to get it to one man. His name was Joe, which is funny. I thought it was a foreign sport. His name's Joe. To then communicate that to the driver.
That's the problem with Mike McDaniel getting the play in on time. He's got the same situation with the Dolphins.
Over 1,000 people are watching some aspect of that car every second of the race. That's nuts to me.
We've got Jimmy.
We have a tighter team.
that's the adjective you want to use. All right, so Crowder's here. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us this hour, and we will give him some lines to work into the broadcast tomorrow night. And Rob Pizzola is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll get some winners from him. Oh, you know, there's an appearance Solana is doing next week. I'm very excited about this. Solana's going to be at Raising Cane's. Next Tuesday, 11 a.m., they have their newest location on Miramar Parkway and Southwest 172nd Avenue in Miramar. And I'm going out there. I told the Raising Cane's folks that I'd be there for about an hour, about 11 till noon, and then I'll I'll head out, but Solana will be there till 1. And it's Raising Cane's in Miramar, newest location. You know, when they open a new Raising Cane's, this is like a religious event, man. Mm-hmm. Like people start lining up. If you get there by 8 a.m., this is what they suggest. You might be one of the 20 to win free Raising Cane's for a year. My guess is you're probably going to have to be there before 8 a.m.
Yep.
But while we're out there, Solana, while he's out there, is going to have heat tickets. And you can also win Raising Cane's prizes. So it's Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Solana will be out there along with WQAM next Tuesday, 11 a.m. Miramar Parkway. We're all big fans of Raising Cane, so
yes. I'm
sure Solana will indulge. double toast. All right, let's do, I guess we'll do headlines here. I can do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored if you want as well. Brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Game Day Uncensored this Sunday, 9 a.m. on 104.3 FM WQAM. You've got Tobin, you've got Solana, you've got Omar Kelly, you've got Chris Perkins. They will get you ready for Miami and Cleveland. I saw just a couple factoids at sharpfootballanalysis.com. This is the first time the Browns have been favored since week 11 of last season when they lost to the Saints.
Yeah.
The Browns have lost four consecutive games as favorites going back to last season. Interesting little factoid. The Dolphins have allowed opponents to score on a league-high 60% of their possessions this season. That's the highest rate for a team through 6 weeks of a season in the 2000s, so 25 years. The Browns have scored on a league-low 25% of their drives.
Yep.
So this is one of those something's got to give games. They're both terrible, and something's got to give. One of these two teams is going to have a day to remember. Although, you know what? Based on the weather, maybe not. They're talking about 50 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts, 95% chance of rain right now. So this game may be as bad on the field as it looks on paper.
So rain, weather, wind gusts slow down offenses. I don't know if you can slow down the Browns offense because they're 32 in the league, averaging less than two touchdowns a game. They're averaging 13.6 or something points per game. The Finns defense is terrible. So it's a terrible versus terrible. But the Browns defense is very good, and the Dolphins defense is like 18th. I'm going to say the under, and Vegas is going to give me a 38 under, and I'm going to have to just be sad at myself. But the game's going to be boring. This is what you have to do. I have an answer for you. Do not let them run the ball. Go goal line the whole time. Make Dylan Gabriel. Let's just think of my thought. Make Dylan Gabriel beat you in the rain, in the wind. Do not let them run the ball. Go cover zero. Make him beat you in the wind. He's a rookie on his, third start with wind and rain. Put the whole team on his back. Make them do that.
I am looking at the over-under right now on the Hard Rock Bet app, 37.5.
I told you what they do to me. I told you every time.
That's so perfect. That is so perfect. 37. How could you ever in an NFL game play that under? But this game is going to end 10-7, right? Yes. I mean, it should.
Oh, 10-7. That's not threes. This is going to be a three-point shootout. Punt man. Riley Patterson.
The Tua rushing over is out.
Oh,
4.5.
Oh, they're getting sassy.
They're getting sassy. You have to do what I did last week. It was 3.5 last week. I didn't bet it just because I forgot. Remembered after the first quarter ended, so then I went to live bet it. Now he's only got three quarters to get the over, so it was down to 0.5 yard. So I live bet it. That's the play. Yeah. He never scrambles at the beginning of a game.
No.
Although if it's super rainy and windy, he might be forced to.
I don't know, muddy, bad hips in the mud. My grandma wasn't good with it.
I don't know about the Tua rushing over this week, guys. I really don't. There's a hell of a man, I'm telling you, on the other side.
He's escaping him. I know who you're talking about. He's not running into him. He's escaping him.
Escaping him? How? He's gonna have a motorized scooter?
You're gonna sit there and let Myles Garrett hit you? No, you're gonna run for your life.
No, you're gonna go down because you can't escape Myles Garrett. Unless, I don't know, Hawk, are they letting him play with a motorized scooter this game? Because I'm telling you right now, just go down.
Myles Garrett takes a bit of an outside angle to a senses him coming. Yeah. Takes off, okay. Man. I lost you with senses him coming.
They better put Julian Hills over there to help out Patrick Paul.
They should put Darren Waller on Julian Hills' back and then help out Patrick Paul. So you have like a 12-foot guy in a trench coat.
When the Power Rangers combined and they make that big Power Ranger. I got you.
Exactly. Megazord.
Let's do... Jimmy, let's do headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
We got a Panthers game tonight, gentlemen. The Florida Panthers will play the New Jersey Devils. They're on the road. It's game three of a five-game road trip. They lost yesterday, 4-1 to Detroit.
Brad Marchand had his goal. Crowder called it last night with me and Appel.
Told you. Did you go?
Told you. Yeah, I mean, you missed some sort of exchange yesterday, Solana. I was talking about a liner, with Funky Buddha that next Tuesday, the 21st, they've got the official Panthers watch party.
Right.
And it's Brad Marchand's return to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be returning as a Stanley Cup champion with the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big deal. Good reason to go out to Funky Buddha. Then later in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, I was saying that we are going to go to Funky Buddha as a show on October 30th.
Yep.
And watch Dolphins Ravens Thursday Night Football. And I guess Crowder got little bits and pieces. So then Appel's doing the headlines. And he's like, yeah, Panthers tonight in Detroit. You can hear the game on 104.3 FM WQAM. And Crowder's like, man, Marchand's got to get a goal. So I said, why? And he said, because you just said it's his return to Boston. And I said, no, I didn't say that. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's right. It's next week when we're going. And I said, no, I didn't say that either. And then Appel didn't understand. He's like, why would we be going to a game in Boston? And I'm like, no, he thinks we're going to Funky Buddha to watch the game, but we're not. We're going to Funky Buddha to watch Dolphins Ravens.
He's speaking in tongues a lot. I don't know what's going on.
But anyway, Brad Marchand scored his goal last night.
Boom.
Crazy like a fox.
The Bengals host the Steelers, 8:15. Thursday night football action tonight will be on Amazon Prime.
What's Jamar Chase receptions?
Well,
let me, because that.
Enjoy conversation like that.
Yeah, because the second half of Flacco, he just looked at Jamar Chase and just, get open, big man.
And you want to know the.
You're looking for yards or receptions?
Receptions.
He is, 7.5 is the over.
Over. He's gonna get 18 targets.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because the guy throwing him the football is the AFC North's leading passer in Joe Flacco.
Stop it.
He leads the AFC North as the passer. Most yards, most passing yards, Joe Flacco in the year of our Lord 2025.
Would you like to know Joe Flacco's rushing over for tonight?
Half a yard.
Half a yard. Would you like to know Aaron Rodgers rushing over for tonight?
Half a yard.
Half a yard is minus 130, by the way.
He is not moving. He runs like
I'm going to parlay Flacco and Rodgers over on rushing. I think I'm going to make Rob Pizzola's head explode.
Have you watched Rodgers run? It's like his feet hurt. It's crazy.
The Bengals, I might take a flyer on that because the Bengals have the worst defense in the AFC. They've given up 394 yards per game, most in the AFC, second most in the NFL. That's a bad defense.
Yeah, they're terrible.
That game tonight, by the way, can be heard on AM 790, Thursday Night Football. You have the Panthers game will be on 104.3. FM, WQAM, and 560 QAM. And Thursday Night Football will be on AM 790.
Well, they got $140 million wrapped up into four players. They can't build an O-line.
Some Dolphins notes, Tyrell Dodson cleared concussion protocol, so he'll be back Sunday to play the Cleveland Browns. And obviously, Miami plays Louisville Friday at 7 p.m., that'll be at Hard Rock Stadium. And tonight, Major League Baseball playoffs, championship series, and the AL and NL both have their games tonight. The Blue Jays and Mariners will play at 8:30 tonight. Seattle leads the series 2-1. Seattle lost yesterday. The Blue Jays put up 13 runs. And at 6, the early game, Los Dodgers will host the Brewers. Dodgers took the first two in Milwaukee.
All right. Eat that, right. Christian Yelich.
Eric Spoelstra was, obviously, we talked about it earlier in the week. He was announced as the new head coach of U.S. men's basketball. And today at 2 p.m., right at the start of our show, he held his press conference at the Kaseya Center. And after he practiced and all the – there's a cool video going around where all the Heat players come into the press room and they're like waving U.S. flags, and then Spo's yelling. He's like, Nico, Simo, all the international guys who played for different European teams. He's like, come on, come up front. Let me hear you chant USA. So pretty cool exchange. Spo's going to go up against some of those guys. Cool.
I don't want to crap on it. The video's cool. I don't want to crap on it. But it was a stark reminder to me of how few Heat players I know or am attached to, because it was cool watching them walk into the press conference. But then I was kind of comparing and contrasting it to if that was LeBron, Bosh, and Wade walking in, or Jimmy Butler walking in with his kind of swagger. And I kind of looked at that group and I didn't really know who I was looking at. But great moment.
Bam and Nim.
I don't think Bam was there. I didn't see Bam.
Well, now it's just and Nim. I'm sorry to tell y'all.
What cool happened, as hell. It was super cool. I don't want to crap on it.
Well, it kind of sounds like you are, and shame on you, because Jaime Jaquez Jr. was front and center there, and that guy has a set of hair on him that is unbelievable. I mean, that guy's hair yesterday during the red, white, and pink game.
Set of hair? Do we call it a set of hair?
No, whatever. Set would be multiples, right?
He's got a good salad.
All your life's a circle. Everything.
That guy's solid. Watch out.
Watch out.
No, I mean, Spo coaching U.S. men's basketball, that means Tyler and Bam are a lock for that roster, baby. I can't wait. Tyler Hero shooting threes in the Olympics, leading
the Tyler Hero going to be on the Olympic roster?
No, probably not. I'm just joking. No. But
I didn't know. I don't know if that was that was talked about.
All right, your weather, man. You crap on the players coming in, and you crap on Tyler Hero being on the roster.
No. I hadn't heard that he was going to be an Olympian. No. I thought that was pretty cool, but I didn't know if you were goofing around or if that was something that I had missed.
I would imagine he'd be invited to like the preliminary workouts, even if Spo wasn't the head coach. But does he end up making the final 13 or 14 man roster? Who knows? I mean, he was an all-star last year.
Only way he gets invited is Bam invites him to hang out.
Croqueta King says Bam was in the video, so I take it back.
Yeah. Solana said Tyler Hero's a leader the other week or something. You're crazy.
Why?
Tyler doesn't say anything. Tyler doesn't get the team going. Tyler's no leader of this team. Tyler's a three-point shooter. He makes buckets.
Says who?
Watching the game.
Okay. He's not a leader.
Solana. A leader?
I'm not saying he has like UD leader in him. That's Bam Adebayo's role. But to pretend like Tyler's just a bystander at the back of the bench.
He's a bystander.
He's a basketball player that plays very good offense. He's not a leader. No one looks up to him on the team. I watch the game. I see the sideline.
I disagree. Okay, well, I disagree. I go to the practices. I see Tyler talking to different guys. I see Tyler taking more of a leadership role with this team. I'm not saying that he's all of a sudden turned into UD. Let's not get crazy. But to make it seem like he's not somebody other guys look up to, especially some of the young guys on this roster, to me is foolish.
I didn't say that young guys don't look up to him, and I'm not saying that he's
Crowder did.
Oh, I think young guys look up to him for sure. The guy's an all-star and he's been with the team for his entire career. Like he's one of the most recognizable faces of the Miami Heat. I was taking issue with, I don't see him as leader guy on the floor, taking someone the way Jimmy Butler would take someone, where it would take Duncan Robinson and say, you keep shooting threes. I don't care if they're going in or not. They're going to at some point. Like that kind of, I don't see Tyler being that kind of guy on the court.
Because you didn't see him in jorts yesterday at the red, white, and pink game. All right. Your weather, It's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. It is hot in Miami, mid-80s. Humid, though. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 70s. That is your weather.
All right, Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some Hurricanes with him and give him some lines to work into the broadcast tomorrow night. So do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Don Bailey Jr., speaking of hotlines, you can hear him on Hurricane Hotline once a week. Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. DBJ is the radio analyst for the Hurricanes football broadcast here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Our coverage tomorrow night starts at 3 p.m. with Hurricanes game day. It means we will be on only for an hour tomorrow, 2 till 3, and then Hurricanes pregame show begins at 3, and then Joe Zagacki and DBJ will bring you the call of the game, which kicks off at 7 p.m. from Hard Rock Stadium. Hello, DBJ.
How are you? I've missed you, man. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, we miss you during the bye weeks. It's always a little bit sad when you're not around on a Thursday. So Canes are two touchdown favorites, essentially 13.5, I think, over an unranked Louisville team. Friday night, prime time. What, if anything, makes you nervous about tomorrow night?
Well, the facts are that this Louisville team, over the last 2 years and a half,
has a better record than the University of Miami. Factual. This Louisville team beat Miami in 23, and we beat them in 24. So they've been very evenly matched. And, you know, this is conference football. Then what happens in conference football is they all seem to be very close games. And no matter who you talk to, Hawk, about Louisville, their head coach calls the plays, and everybody in the country says the same thing, that he's one of the best play callers in America. Could be that he played for Coach Schnellenberger. That might have had something to do with it. But the guy is a phenomenal play caller and creates issues. So I think that in college, and also when you look at them, they're an overtime field goal away from this being 2-5-0 teams kicking off tomorrow night. So I see a lot of positive on their side. I think that they've got some I think that they are not where they want to be, but they've had an off week. I think their running backs are going to be the healthiest that they've been this season, and I think that that's what has held them back from really being undefeated is their running game.
And DBJ, usually after bye weeks, you know, you always have that question of the self-scout. What were they trying to address in this, you know, extra time off? Bro, actually, only thing I think of is just he just walks in there and yells, stay healthy. Because I think if they stay healthy, they're in the national championship game. I don't see many weaknesses. If they did work on something a little extra during these extra time off, what did they work on?
You know, Channing, what Coach Cristobal does is he is really what football is. He is very, very, very routine. And his Monday is the same every Monday. His Tuesday is the same. His Wednesday is the same. His Thursday is the same. And I think what they immediately did in the bye week is attack the mistakes. What were the mistakes that have come out of the Florida State game? The mistakes were penalties. I'm positive that they worked on that. I'm positive that they discussed it. They asked them why it happened, whether it was pre-snap or post-snap. And that was the big one of the big focal points. The other thing is, in the off week, is to get well. You know, the guys that – I will tell you, when we were loading the buses after the Florida State game, there was not much left in the tank from anybody that was a Miami Hurricane. That group of players were exhausted. And, I mean, they really played extremely hard, and you had to. And, you know, the other thing is to focus on the fourth quarter. And the fourth quarter being what? That it's not the type of scoring that they've had in the first three quarters. And Coach Cristobal realizes that if Miami is going to continue down this path of winning the ACC and getting into the postseason, you've got to get better every single week. So it's a big list of things, but I think some of those things that I mentioned are the main topic.
Is it true that Reuben Bain jogged home from Tallahassee?
Is it true? What?
Reuben Bain jogged home. You said everybody was tired. Reuben Bain doesn't get tired, DBJ.
Well, I'm telling you this. I had him in a post-game locker room, and I was worried I was going to have to resuscitate him. He gave every single ounce. And you're right. He's never, ever tired. He was worn out now. He put forth all the effort that he could, and it showed. Because, listen, he was chasing that quarterback around all night. That guy wasn't a Statue of Liberty back there. He was hard to catch.
Well, he's probably going to be tired after the Louisville game, because I was reading, DBJ, eighth worst Power Four conference up front for Louisville protecting the quarterback. Their pass rush, their offensive line just hasn't been able to do it well this year. So I'm guessing we're expecting a lot of pressure, not just from Reuben Bain, but from Mezzador and the rest of the big guys up front from the Canes.
Yes, and trust me, the quarterback for Louisville is a lot easier to catch than the quarterback from Florida State. It's not even close. So if Miami can generate a type of pass rush that they have all season long, I think they'll make it difficult on the Louisville quarterback.
So everybody knows Don Bailey Jr., his father, Don Bailey Sr., is famous in South Florida for being on the Don Bailey. It was Don Bailey Carpets back then, right? It's Don Bailey Flooring now. Was it Don Bailey Carpets back then?
In its beginning, yes, it was Don Bailey carpets, and it has morphed into Don Bailey flooring as styles and taste have changed.
But the style that it is associated with is your dad laying on the carpet nude on billboards back in the 70s and 80s. And he's a legend. It's a legendary company. It's a legendary billboard. And your dad is turning 92 Tuesday. Is that what you told me?
That's correct. Can you believe it? How about that?
How's he doing at 92? How's he doing?
Still laying around naked. He's still doing it. He's doing great, man. I mean, you know, listen, he comes around once a week or so, and he's as good as he can be. That's as good as any 92-year-old can be.
When he walks into the old Don Bailey flooring place, is he still the king?
Everybody's very respectful, yes, because he comes in to sign checks. So that's one way to keep everybody in line. You know what I mean?
It's a good way to get respect. Well, we're going to give you a couple lines to work into tomorrow night's broadcast here, and one of them is in honor of your dad's birthday, but I'll save that till last, okay? So we're going to give you three lines, and we'll cap it off with one from your dad's era from the 50s. All right.
Perfect.
First one that we want to give you. Have you ever heard of the band Papa Roach?
Papa Roach? No, I've never heard of that one. Sorry.
I have a feeling you're going to have heard of the beginning of this song. I happened to be at a Panthers game. They played Last Resort. And I said to myself, this is a perfect line for DBJ, and I texted Solana immediately, and so we're giving it to you here. This is Papa Roach, first couple lines from Last Resort.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Bang, and then it goes into it. Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
That is a great line for me to work into a game. Yeah. I'll take a suggestion on when you would like me to work it in. A scenario, but I like that line, man. That's a good
one. What's the scenario there?
Oh, late game, had last resort, late game.
Jimmy's holding up the four. Maybe the beginning of the fourth quarter?
Sure, why not? That works.
Play the line one more time for him, Jimmy, so he can really get the feel for it here, the way that Papa Roach does it.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
That'll be a good one.
I like that one. That's going to be a great one. That's a great one.
That'll be a good one. I like that one. Then the other day we were playing the song on this show. Dr. Dre, Y'all Know Me, Still the Same OG. You know that song. Well, play the line for him that we pulled.
Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low key.
I think that's from an Eminem song, right? Am I correct?
Well, it's Dr. Dre and Eminem. Forgot about Dre.
Okay. So
yeah, it's Dr. Dre and Eminem.
Y'all know me. I don't think it was Dr. J. Did you say Dr. J?
No, I said Dr. Dre.
I thought you said Dr. J.
Julian. Oh, God.
The line there is, y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low key.
I like that, too.
It's a good line.
After, we're giving you after big touchdown catch.
Yep. Especially if somebody hasn't done something for a while. You go, listen, y'all know me, still same old G. I've been low key.
All our guys been jumping off. Well, even when them tight ends get a touchdown.
I know, that's the thing. It's like there's nobody that's been low key. But
that was nobody. Nobody.
I was thinking at the start of the broadcast when Josie brings you in, as soon as he says your name.
Oh, that's the spot. That's the spot.
And I'm here with DBJ. Y'all know me, still same old G, but I've been low key.
Because you've been off two of the last 3 weeks, DBJ. I mean, you guys have been kind of staying low key, but still
that's
the same OG.
That's the spot.
Okay. Now listen. First of all, I can't do that to Joe. I mean, he's highly focused, especially in the beginning of the game. And he's worried about getting in the spots. He's worried about and the lineup. He's worried about everything. So I think it's a great idea. I just I might, you know what? I still might do it, even if all those things.
you're saying essentially that would be like running a flea flicker on the first play of the game. It's just
absolutely. That's exactly what that would be. I'd have to get two sign-offs. I'd have to get Vic and his approval on that. Because if I threw him off with that, it'd ruin him for the whole day.
I think it would be great, though. Like Crowder said, like, because Josie's going to bring you into the broadcast, and then you just kind of casually, you know, here's my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr. Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I'm in low-key. I mean, just say it like it's right. Nothing. That would be great, man.
Well, you know, we do come back after each quarter also. So there's an opportunity for that.
Think about it. And then finally, because your dad is turning 92, you texted me. You said, hey, how about something from the 50s? I pulled a little ditty from Little Anthony and the Imperials. A little Tears on My Pillow. Fire this off, Jimmy.
Tears on my pillow. Pain in my heart goes by.
On my pillow, pain in my heart caused by you.
Bro, you couldn't come up with some Elvis or a little something more manly in a football game.
Something bad happens.
Tears on my pillow.
Pain in my heart.
Oh my God.
Caused by you.
You know what? I can get Joe to join me in the you.
It'll be great. We gave you three good ones this week, so I think you'll have no problem working all of these in. By the way, Mike Cugno from CBS4 just texted me with a great suggestion. How about you drop the OG line when they toss it to you with Mario Cristobal at the end of the game?
Oh yeah, I can see that happening. I can see Coach Cristobal looking at me like, really, bro?
I mean, that would be great. Really? Joe sends it down. All right, DBJ is downstairs with Coach Cristobal right now. Take it away, DBJ, and you say, thanks, Joe. I've got Coach next to me, and of course, y'all know me. Still same OG, but I've been low-key. Coach, tell us a little bit about what you saw out there tonight.
You mean, say, I can tell you what I see in front of me is a lunatic.
That's a great idea by Cugno. Put it in the article, DBJ.
Great idea. Great idea. Tell Cugno to use that and come to Mario's press conference and use that as his press conference.
You'll hear him tomorrow on this radio station. Pregame begins at 3 p.m. Game starts at 7 p.m. You'll hear it all here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Tell your dad happy birthday on behalf of all of us, DBJ.
All right, guys. Thanks. See you later.
There you go. Don Bailey Jr. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Rob Pizzola is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, so do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.